capitalism that is need-based will not only nurture the individual free spirit, but also lead to collective harmony and togetherness, because the driving force is not greed and profit merely, but it is need, need-based. It was Mahatma Gandhi who said very wisely at one time, there is enough in this world for everybody's need, but there isn't enough in this world even for one man's greed. We have a poet in India who wrote a famous poem, again something I remember from childhood. He said that if all the trees on the planet were like pens, and the oceans were like ink, and the entire sky was like paper, and if you started writing all your desires, all the trees would finish, all the waters would get dried up in the oceans, and there would be no left space left in the sky, but our list of desires would be unending still. We would still have many desires left. So in our urge to have happiness, are we somewhere down the line barking up the wrong tree, so to speak? Are we going somewhere in the wrong path? And my humble submission today is, yes, indeed we are. So we have to make that fundamental shift in motive from greed to need. So to conclude, I will say that capitalism can be sustainable only when we recognize fundamental ownership rests with a higher entity, or at least not with us, and when the motive for economics is need and not greed. In the language of the Bhagavad Gita, a famous Vedic text which I'm sure all of you have heard of, this is nothing but karma yoga. Karma yoga at a basic level means that you work with sincerity, with responsibility, ethically, but you're not attached to the fruits of your action. Integrity is a key in karma yoga. And we recognize that the fruits don't belong to us. So that is level one of karma yoga. At level two, a person starts thinking, well, it doesn't belong to me, then who does it belong to? And if it belongs to somebody else, then I must use it in the service of that person, just like the company officer uses the facilities of the company to serve the company, to increase the profits of the company. So similarly, in the second level of karma yoga, one thinks of a higher service where the fruits of one's actions are now utilized for something more, for a higher entity. So for those who are willing to accept the idea of a God, you have level two. For those who feel, I don't want to bring God in the picture, all right, there is level one. So at least we recognize that I am not the exclusive enjoyer and proprietor. There is something higher. I am not entitled to this because fundamentally it doesn't belong to me. So when we understand it in this context, we're basically talking of spirituality. So therefore, sustainability is possible when there is strong spirituality in the sense that I have explained it. And then capitalism will thrive, people can be prosperous, and more importantly, people can be happy. I sometimes joke that we sadhus are some like political people, because when we're in front of the mic, we don't stop speaking. That is why I insisted I should have this in front of me. And I think so far, if I'm right, I'm on time, I hope. These were a few words, food for thought, to provoke you to think. There are many questions, there are many issues that I could not sufficiently deal with for shortage of time. But I think I laid out some of the basic principles of what I wanted to say. And I hope and pray that my words will inspire you to think deeper about these things. I thank you very much for your very kind and patient attention. I also thank the organizers of the Artha Forum for having organized this function. I believe it is so necessary in the modern day world, and also for having invited me here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this wonderful session and linking it in such simple language, the topic of spirituality to the different isms, not just capitalism, but the other isms as well. Thank you. Thank you very much for this. We will now have the last session, which is the panel discussion. It's a little different form of panel discussion, more open-ended. So while I request, we'll just set up the chairs here. In the meantime, and we'll request the panelists to come up, and we'll also request Mr. Khattar and Maharaj to join the panel as well. So I'll just quickly announce.